is a manual that was cited in the Office, Justice Department's Office of Professional Responsibility report that was issued a couple of years ago pertaining to the legal work that John Yoo, Jay Bybee, and Stephen Bradbury, all of the Office of Legal Counsel, Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel, the work that they did in writing the what is widely referred to as the torture memo, in this case, torture memos. In that report, buried in that report, actually, is a citation that was taken directly from this manual, this instructional manual, that was presented in the context of the difference between, you know, the real world interrogations versus what's in this manual are enormous. There's a, you know, an enormous difference is that you know, one is real and one is a you know, one is mock prisoner of war setting.
Mm-hmm.
So this manual is actually what is known as a training manual for the survival, evasion, resistance, escape, what U.S. personnel go through in order to learn how to survive brutal interrogations, torture, if they are captured by an enemy regime.
Mm-hmm.
So what makes this important is two things. One, this is, as I indicated, it was cited in that Office of Professional Responsibility report. It's important because it's dated, at least according to the OPR report, May 7th, 2002. We know, I've confirmed with a number of sources, but we know it was shared with top White House officials, and there actually have been a number of stories that came out back in 2009 when the torture memos were released about these so-called Principals Committee meetings,
right,
where Cheney and Rumsfeld and Rice and legal advisor to Condoleezza Rice, where they all discussed, and John Ashcroft and Alberto Gonzalez, where they all discussed the, you know, the CIA's interest, you know, in using quote unquote an alternative set of interrogation methods. And these discussions took place in between May and July of 2002, before mm-hmm. that memo was written.
And one of the critical timeline points that you disclose.
Yeah.
Is that the torture practices preceded the paperwork that authorized them?
That's right. It is. That's very important.